This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
All right, guys, here we are. Last break of the day. It's been a great day. Steve, now we need some closing remarks, words of wisdom from you to take us.
You know what? I like to say something encouraging to people. This is a piece of advice. Listen, keep a positive attitude. Remain positive as often, as much as you can. A positive attitude is important, man. It is important. Listen to me. Your feelings are a barometer of your thoughts over the past period of time. Like, for example, somebody taught me one time. They said, hey, Steve, if you find yourself in a gloomy mood, if you find yourself kind of off center, if you find yourself feeling a little despondent or troubled, all you got to do is track your thoughts for the last hour. And that will explain your mood. Because your mood is a barometer. It's like it just tells you what you've been thinking. So it's imperative that you control what you think. And here's the part that most people don't understand. You have the power to control what you think. Now, are random thoughts going to run through your mind? Have you ever been praying sometime and you wander off and start thinking about something else and you got to get back to the prayer? Yeah, that's going to happen. You're human. Listen to me. That happens to everybody. I don't care if you're the Pope. I don't care if you're a priest. I don't care if you're Billy Graham. I don't care if you're T.D. Jakes. I don't care if you're Creflo. I don't care. You are a human being. Sometimes random thoughts will come through your mind. But you can seize control of it because your mind is yours. It is the most powerful tool you have. Your mind is more important than your gift or your talent, because if you don't have the right mental attitude, your gift or talent can go to waste. You have got to get control of your thoughts. And okay, so Steve, how do you do that? Listen to me. When negativity comes your way, get a balance on it. Now, I'm human. Sometimes that negative thought, I just keep running it over in my head over and over and over. But I got to hear him get rid of this, man. Because you attract things to you based on how you think. I've said this a million times to women. If you think all men are dogs, prepare yourself to meet every last one of them. Because that's the thought that you're projecting. What we have to understand is our mental capacity, our thoughts are our remote control to the universe. If you come into your house and you take your remote control and you point it at your TV and you press the on button and you're looking at your TV, what do you expect to happen? You expect your TV to come on. Guess what happens? Your TV comes on. If HBO is channel 400 and you press 400 and then you press select, what do you expect to see on your TV? HBO. Guess what comes on your TV? HBO. Do you know where they got the concept of the remote from? They got it from the Bible. Because the Bible says a man is as he thinketh. So they put that thought into the microwave, into the remote, and you can point it at your TV, and whatever that remote thinks, that's what the TV becomes. Your life is your television set. What you press on the button in your mind is what will come up on the screen in your life. I promise you that's what it is. It works no other way. All of us are where we are today because we thought ourselves to this position. You can be mad at it if you want to, but you did this. You did it. If you're sitting there in peace, you did it. If you're sitting there in turmoil, you did it. If you have good days and bad days, which we all have, we did it. If you've accomplished everything you wanted to accomplish in your life, that's because that's how you thought yourself. If you're working on your dreams and building your aspirations and hopes, it's because that's what you think about doing all the time. That's how it works, y'all. You don't have to be where you are. You don't have to remain in any condition you don't like. All you have to do is change the way you think. That is the beginning of the process. It works no other way. Please listen to me when I'm telling you this, because this is important information. You can change the whole trajectory of your life with how you think. All you got to do is change the way you think. It is a clear-cut scripture that the Bible says a man is as he thinketh. That is a real deal, man. I was talking with a group of men one day, and somebody asked this group of men, and said, why are you always talking about money? The dude said, because that's what I'm trying to accomplish. He said, but there's other things in life. He said, that's fine. That's fine. You think about them. He said, what about family? He said, that's in my thought process, because if I make enough money, I can take better care of my family. He said, but what about your health? He said, if I'm making enough money, I could take care of my health. I could get trainers, doctors, dentists, all of that. He said, but why you got it all tied around money? He said, young man, you have the power to think whatever you want to think. He looked at him, and I don't know why he said this. I don't know. He said, why you look high to me? He said, what that got to do with anything? He said, you look high to me. He said, the reason you look high to me, he said, because I've been smelling you. You smell like weed. He said, why you always smoking weed? He said, bruh, sir, that ain't got nothing to do with what we talking about. He said, you think about weed, I think about money. Now what you gonna do? Ta-da. A man is as he thinks. Change the way you think, change the way you live. Those are my closing remarks today. Have a good one today, y'all. Talk to God. He absolutely loves you.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.